This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us once again, and oh my gosh, such a busy time for Chris Walsh, who is the CEO of MJ Biz and of MJBiz.com. We have so much to talk about. Okay, let's begin with the breaking news, because a lot of people may not have heard what the breaking news is. So do tell us what President Biden announced recently.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, thanks for having me on the show. And this kind of came out of left field for me and a lot of people in the industry. We didn't expect this, but President Biden last week announced that he was going to pardon those convicted of simple marijuana possession under federal law. So there's a little over 6,000 people. They're not in jail, but they faced fines of up to $1,000 and potentially a year or so in jail. And to have a sitting U.S. president do that is pretty historic when you look at the timeline of cannabis and cannabis reform and how presidents and the federal government handles it. Now, not only did President Biden do that, which is a step in the right direction, but then he also encouraged governors on a state basis to do the same and pardon, you know, people in their state who were, again, only convicted of simple marijuana possession, not any other crimes as well or any other offenses. And in addition to that, he said he's going to instruct, the government to take a serious look and a quick look at marijuana's status as a Schedule I drug. You know, it's currently listed federally up there with heroin and other very dangerous drugs. The federal government has not changed that classification, despite the fact that the majority of states, the vast majority, have legalized medical, and 19 states have legalized recreational. So I see this as very significant. There are some people in the industry who think it's just lip service, but when you look at this in the context, as I just mentioned, of a sitting U.S. president making this type of move when it comes to marijuana, to me is very significant. And the hope is that this is just the first move from the federal government to really enact reform when it comes to cannabis laws, which we have seen zero movement at all, despite this industry, you know, that generates $30 billion in sales every year. So it was quite an announcement, and it was quite a move, and it's a very important one if we're going to see near-term and long-term change.
I have a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
The implication of this is huge. I mean, as you said, I think everybody was shocked by it. So let's go back. 6,000 people currently are incarcerated in this country or may have a record. I'm confused. So what about people in jail? Like, explain to us a little bit about the distinction here.
Yeah, my understanding is that this doesn't involve anyone who's currently in jail.
Okay.
They have been charged with marijuana possession, which I believe is a Class A misdemeanor and carries this fine and the potential for jail as well. So this is really targeted at the people who have been charged with marijuana possession. And so at the federal level. So then you have states that, you know, have their own laws, and they do have people that have been charged and people in jail as well for only marijuana possession. So, you know, without a fundamental federal change, which will take various types of moves to enact, Biden is encouraging the state governors to follow his lead and grant these pardons for people at the state level, whether they're incarcerated or charged with solely marijuana possession.
How many, let's review the number of states right now that have medical marijuana legal.
Yeah, well, you have almost 40 states that have legalized medical. And
40
and
now.
You've got,
that's amazing.
And you've got it is amazing when you consider when we first started MJ Biz in 2011, I think there were 14 states that had legalized medical, and no state had legalized recreational back then. So in a decade, this is what we've seen. And we have, now we have the elections coming up, and you have several states that are going to be voting on recreational legalization. So I think it's one of these, it's about time, you know, we do something at the federal level. The people have voted across the country in red.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And the government has not kept up at all. Like, it's embarrassing how far behind public government is.
Chris, why do you think that is?
I think it's very clear to me, having, you know, looked at this industry for 12 years, is that, you know, you still have a lot of people with in powerful positions, specifically in Congress, that are from an older generation that they just have not taken a fresh look at marijuana. And they grew up and throughout their careers were demonizing it or bought into all the rhetoric that we had heard for most of our lives as well. And, you know, we couldn't even get any type of cannabis reform measures to be debated in the Senate, you know, in the past, because it wasn't even, there was a blockade to allow it to even be brought up with Mitch McConnell. He just wouldn't let people debate it in the Senate. So, you know, the House has made progress in recent years and significant progress, but you just have some diehards that have a lot of sway and a lot of influence and a lot of power in Washington, D.C., typically from this older generation, and they just refused to take another look at this with open eyes and say, okay, what is this? You know, and it's surprising too, because a lot of these people represent, you know, their constituencies in states that have legalized at least medical.
Well, that's just the irony of the whole story. Yeah, absolutely. Now, how many states? So 40 states have medical. How many states have recreation? How many states are legally, you can legally use recreational?
Well, it's 39 states with medical, and it's 19 with recreational. And as what we have seen in recent years is this isn't a partisan issue anymore. It started with the blue states, primarily on the West Coast, that started legalizing a long time ago, and then entrepreneurs took risks to start the industry. And then you've now seen legislatures in red and blue states legalize as well, medical, and we're starting to see that in recreational too. And like I said, the red states are now moving forward, especially on medical, but in some cases even recreational. So we've just seen this sea change in how the American population views cannabis. And it's not just in the U.S., and I think that's an important thing to note, is that, you know, Canada legalized recreational marijuana federally several years ago, and you've had other countries, more than two dozen countries have legalized medical cannabis. And so it's not just an American thing. I think the walls are falling around the world as people realize the whole world was brought up in this way, because the U.S., you know, took the lead for many decades of really criminalizing marijuana and making it into this evil thing. And I just think people are waking up and saying, look, we've got lots of problems out there in the world and in this country, and especially when it comes to drugs or substances. And when you look at marijuana on that scale, it doesn't have the negative impacts, the severe negative impacts that were kind of beaten into our minds for many years.
I'm just so amazed of this latest development, because it came from out of left field because the FDA still has not given guidelines for CBD. It just doesn't make sense, Chris.
None of it makes sense. And, you know, it's hard to find an area of government that does make sense. But to your point, I mean, you know, hemp was legalized in the 2018 Farm Bill and CBD, but the FDA has spent years without really weighing in on whether, you know, this can be approved for, well, they're saying right now it's not, but whether CBD
right,
can
right.
Be.
Right, right. So we have to take a quick break. The irony of it, though, is just so perplexing to me, and it just is. We will be back in just a moment with Chris. Coming up, by the way, we will talk about the biggest event in the cannabis business. Stay tuned for that. We have lots to talk about with Chris. I'm Frankie Boyer. Chris, give us the website for MJ Biz.
Yeah, you can go to mjbiz.com or mjbizdaily.com is our news site. Either of those gets you into everything we do, including our upcoming conference.
Okay, we'll be back in a moment.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey, and we welcome back once again Chris Walsh, CEO of MJ Biz and MJBiz.com. So we're just talking about what we were just saying during the break, that just can't even believe that none of this makes any sense, but we're thrilled that it's happening. It's absolutely very exciting. How much money are we talking about annually, by the way, from the cannabis industry on an annual basis right now, Chris?
According to our estimates, there's no hard numbers, but we've been tracking this industry for a long time and doing our own numbers and data. And so our estimates are around $30 billion with a B dollars in retail sales annually that the industry is going to hit this year. And that's up from, you know, just to put it in perspective, that's up from $1.5 billion back in 2011, around that time frame when the industry was really starting to get going. So immense growth that we've seen. And we see tens of billions of dollars in potential growth on the horizon, too, especially if there are federal moves along the lines of what we just saw last week.
Wow. Okay. So is it fair to say then that this is going to be and continues to be an industry that will be supporting community?
Yeah, I think that's really ingrained in the industry. You know, the cannabis industry is in a difficult period right now. And I think that's we absolutely should highlight that.
Explain to us.
A lot of people think it's all. I'm sorry?
Yeah, explain to us what you mean by that.
Well, is what happened in general is we've had such rapid growth over a decade that it covered up a lot of bad or poor business practices, and the industry wasn't really ready to compete as a whole as it matured. So we had this great 2020 where during the terrible pandemic, many cannabis stores and dispensaries were deemed essential businesses, so they were allowed to stay open. They had record sales around the country and across the industry in 2020 and into 2021, but that has slowed down this year in particular as investment money has dried up, the bigger economic conditions now with inflation and capital in general becoming harder to come by has affected the cannabis industry much more than other industries. So you've got problems in certain states like California, which is kind of a mess right now when it comes to cannabis, and businesses are having trouble competing and surviving. So there's some industry-specific issues that are playing out, as you would expect in any industry that has grown as rapidly in such a short period of time and that is reaching, in some areas, a maturation point, and in some cases, saturation point. So the industry itself has some issues it's working through now. But in general, when we look down the road, you know, we're going to have a handful of states voting on recreational marijuana in November. We see new states join the club every year by legalizing. So there's lots of growth still on the horizon. You've got new markets like New York that are setting up their recreational marijuana industries. So lots of growth coming, but the industry is in this growing pains period right now. And we're bullish on the long-term and midterm health of this industry and where it's going to go. But there is going to be some pain along the way.
When we talk about things slowing down, the economy, gas prices, transportation, growing, a lot of fires, a lot of floods, people don't realize that that also affects the industry. Just
absolutely.
Natural disasters in our, yes.
Yeah,
how does the, yeah.
Go ahead.
So how does the industry combat these forces?
Well, it's kind of live and learn as you go. You know, it's like anything. There's a lot of unexpected developments that happen. Cannabis businesses are used to huge challenges, given that the plant is still federally legal, as we've been talking about, and there's still a stigma around it, and the regulatory scheme varies greatly by state, and it changes frequently, and the industry itself changes frequently, and consumer preferences change constantly. So people are hardened in this industry. Doesn't mean all of them are going to make it through, but I think when it comes to macro forces like natural disasters that affect your ability to grow, it might wipe out your whole cannabis cultivation site. You know, if there's a massive fire in like California, has had a lot of problems with that.
Yes.
But it's what everyone else is facing too, you know, every other industry, and they just, you have to be resilient, and you have to figure out quick solutions to problems that you did not expect. And it's really about flexibility. And if you're not flexible in this industry, you don't make it. And you don't make it even if there isn't a wildfire or inflation or high gas prices or, you know, a decrease in consumer spending. You won't make it in the industry itself. So that's the key in this, is you have to be flexible and you have to be responsible with how you build your business from a financial standpoint so that you can weather storms that you didn't even see coming.
And talk to us about banking. Where are we in the banking industry? Because I know that this is huge.
Yeah, and as anyone involved or has looked into cannabis knows, banking is a big issue because marijuana is a Schedule I drug, so the big banks won't serve the industry. They don't want to risk their mainstream traditional banking business to get involved in cannabis. And so, you know, it's just a big problem for companies, especially those that touch the plant, the people who sell it via retail or make it into infused products like brownies and gummies, and those who grow it. You know, they have trouble getting bank accounts. You can't get SBA loans. There's huge barriers because of this banking situation. So the good news is there have been efforts afoot for several years to change this federally and open the door further to traditional banking and help encourage the big banks to get involved to allow SBA loans and stuff like that. But so right now you have an effort underway that looked grim earlier this year. It's called the Safe Banking Act, and that would address a lot of these problems. And what I'm hearing from people very close to it and close to the Washington, D.C. politicians who will ultimately decide whether this gets through is that there's a lot of optimism that this particular bill is going to pass, likely between, you know, in December into early January. And that's very encouraging. And that situation changed in the last 4 or 5 months with the optimism increasing that something is going to get done and that you'll have enough votes to pass this bill.
And that's why this election is just so critical for the industry.
Yeah, I mean, an election, every election is a referendum on the cannabis industry itself. And, you know, because you usually have also these states, you know, that are voting where voters are going to the ballot box. And, you know, we had a full sweep in the last election, the presidential election, of every state.
Yeah, we did.
That had a measure on the ballot that passed, right? And we're hoping we're going to get that again this year.
So when we come back, we have to take one more break, but I told you there was such breaking news, we just had to have Chris on today. When we come back, though, we need to talk about one of the most exciting events of the year, and I think I'm finally going to make it this year and do the show from there. I would love to do that. We're talking is the Cannabis Business Conference, and it's coming up in November, and Chris will talk a little bit more about that and what to expect and who's coming and all of those good things. So, Chris, give the website as we go to break.
Yeah, our website, again, is mjbiz.com. The conference website is mjbizconference.com.
And we'll be right back. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD. but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'll be right back.
Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey. And we're talking today with Chris Walsh, and Chris Walsh is the CEO of MJ Biz and MJBiz.com. And so we have to talk about the conference coming up.
Yeah, MJ BizCon is coming up. It's the, we've been doing this for 11 years, and it's grown every year, and we are in the Las Vegas Convention Center on November 15th to 18th, and, you know, we're expecting 35,000 attendees. This is a business conference. I always have to clarify that. This isn't people walking around sampling marijuana. It's it's really about the business, the investment behind
Thank
it.
Thank you for that clarification. You know. I think people, I'm sure as they're listening, I just got back from Expo East in Philly last week, and exactly what it was. It was samplings, and it was all kinds of fun activities, and but mostly sampling, and this is absolutely not that. So I'm glad you made the distinction.
Yeah, and people that come for the first time or aren't familiar with the cannabis industry, even some media that haven't been exposed to it that come, they're always surprised because they're like, wow, this is like a regular trade show and conference. You know, it's there's no cannabis on the show floor. It's not allowed at the Vegas Convention Center. But this is about the business. You know, this is about B2B. It's about networking. If you're building a business, if you're part of a business, if you're looking to get into the industry, whether to start a company or join an existing firm, it's really, you know, the show floor is packed with cultivation equipment and legal services and extraction machines, and brands in the industry are showing their packaging and talking about their products, but not giving out samples. So it's we've always done that since day one, is really focus on the business side. This isn't a festival. We like to have fun. You know, that's part of the cannabis industry, but it's a very professional event that we've grown and cultivated for over a decade. And, you know, we've got 1,400 exhibitors in a massive space in the convention center.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't too long
1,400. How many did you have from the at 11 years ago?
Our first event in Denver in 2012, we had about 30 exhibitors and about 400 attendees. Again, this event now, it's a reflection of where the industry's gone. We have 1,400 exhibitors and around 35,000 attendees. So, you know, this is a real legit business, and, you know, much of the many people in this country and globally are looking for new opportunities in it and are taking it seriously and embrace it for whether it can help because they believe it helps patients or they believe it's a good business idea or they believe it just helps people in general on the recreational side.
You know, I wanted you to talk a little bit, I'm glad you mentioned it, because there are a lot of people listening saying, is it too late? We're hearing that the industry is a little flat right now, but is it too late to get back, to get into this industry? So what do you say to that?
I say there's a two- or three-pronged answer here, and one is it's not too late. It really, though, depends on where you're looking. Every state is different. There are mature markets like Colorado and Washington State and Oregon that are more difficult to get into now, especially if you want to do something that touches the actual plant. They're mature markets, and there are sizable companies, and there's chain stores, and there aren't a ton of new opportunities. But if you're in a state like New York, you know, that's just legalized recreational recently and is building that side of the industry, you've got more opportunities. In Oklahoma, it was wide open. There weren't caps on licenses that you need to win. And so that's more like a Wild West, but there's, you know, so it really depends on where you're at. So you really have to understand kind of the state you're eyeing and what its industry is like, what its regulations are like. And some are better than others when it comes to business opportunities. If you're just looking to enter the industry, it's definitely not too late if you're looking to join a company. You know, a lot of companies are scaling or some that we call MSOs, multi-state operators that are now in 10, 12, 14 different states building what we see in mainstream industries, a brand, a national brand, whether they make infused products like gummies or whether they have retail stores or cultivation facilities. But the other part of this that I think is one of the most significant, the overlooked area is that this industry needs all the products and services that any retail, any agricultural, any CPG or products industry needs, you know, so you can also look at business opportunities where your skill set is, where your expertise is. So that could be marketing. You know, companies need marketing professionals. There's standalone marketing businesses serving the industry. They need construction services, real estate, you know, engineering. They need packaging. You know, glass shelving for the retail stores. It goes on and on and on. So I always tell people, don't just think of the industry as growing it, making products that consumers use or selling it through retail stores. There's this whole other ecosystem that is worth tens of billions of dollars too, that is out there for professional services, for equipment, for technology, for you name it. It's absolutely not too late, but depends what area of the industry you're looking at and what geographically, you know, state that you're looking at starting in as well.
So who's going to be at this year's convention?
Oh, this will be a really fun MJ BizCon. We've got Burner as one of our featured speakers. He was a rapper who then started a company called Cookies, which is now one of the most well-known cannabis brands in many states and even other countries. And so he kind of was a celebrity before, but got in really heavily on the business side and created this solid company that's been expanding and growing and has a lot of buzz behind it. And he's going to talk about how he did that and how you can build this kind of widespread brand, because the industry in the past was really localized. You couldn't really expand beyond your home market. So things have changed. So he's going to talk about that. And then we also have Rhonda Coleman, and she was the founder and CEO of...
Oh, she's right here in Boston.
Harbor.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly.
I've been to the facility. It's fascinating what she has built. Fascinating.
Yeah. So she's obviously, you know, one of the people behind Sam Adams, and then now she's got a distillery, and now she's making moves into cannabis. So this is another example, and this is one of our keynotes, is of how mainstream professionals are now getting involved in cannabis and applying lessons that they learn from other industries and making a go at it. So that's what we really like about her. And then
what I love about her story is her strategic connections and how she really and truly, I mean, piggybacked, and I mean, she did some extraordinary things. Very innovative.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's why we're thrilled that she's in the cannabis industry now, that she's going to, you know, speak on our main stage at MJ BizCon. And then, you know, there's a lot of, we have all, you know, all the luminaries in the cannabis industry. We have people speaking from outside the industry. They're high up in other sectors that are kind of sharing their views on how you can build a sustainable and successful business in general. And then, we also get a lot of celebrities. So, you know, a lot of celebrities have hooked up with cannabis brands out there, and, you know, the Mike Tysons of the world. So a lot of the exhibitors have lined up with these celebrities, and they bring them in on the show floor. And so it's also fun in that way, you know, even if that's not your thing. And even though it's a business conference, there's this kind of excitement and buzz, and you can really get a sense of where this industry is going and how prominent it is now.
I think that you represent a side, you know, the side that people don't often hear about, and that's the bottom line, is the business part of the story. Cannabis is an extraordinary plant. It helps many people in so many ways. You know, and I know, it needs to be decriminalized. It needs to be taken off schedule as a major drug. Do you see, with President Biden making this attempt, do you see that happening in the next few years, Chris?
Well, I think that, you know, there's some criticism over Biden, with a lot of skepticism for sure in the industry, because, you know, the needle never moves federally. So it feels like it's starting to, but people feel, is this really anything? Is it enough? Is this just lip service?
Is it ever enough? Right? Yeah,
or
yeah.
But
I know. Well, I'm hoping we get to talk to you before the conference, but if not, have an absolutely fabulous, fabulous conference, because, I mean, it sounds exciting, very exciting. And MJ BizCon brings 33 billion cannabis industries together, 35,000 professionals together and build business momentum. We need it in this country more now than ever. It's going to be an interesting few years, don't you think, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, and I think that, you know, these are the signs that things are moving federally finally.
Give us the best website.
Yeah, it's mjbizconference.com if you're really interested in MJBizCon, and then just mjbiz.com is our overarching company website.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Great information today. We'll be back in a moment. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-694-1130. 800-694-1130. That's 800-694-1130.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey. And so one of the things that we don't talk a lot about is the business is connected to cannabis. And joining us today is Chris Piazza. Chris, welcome to the program. Chris is with CannaDevices.com. You are a businessman who depends on the industry. So what's going on? Fill us in on where we are with this whole thing.
No, I think you're spot on. There's a lot that goes on around the plant, and there's, you know, the growing and the cultivation, the processing. That's what gets a lot of the publicity. Our company, Canada Devices, is in the accessories side. So we supply the dispensaries with all sorts of products like glass pipes, American-made glass, and batteries, cartridges, all sorts of things. And that side of the market is sort of unseen as far as the publicity goes and discussions. That's where I think the industry is going to be going, though. We're going to continue to see the price depression of anything that's actually plant-touching. As supply increases, price is going to go down. And those things that are accessories and ancillary to the plant, I feel like we're in a stable place. We're not going to see as much price depression.
Do we see that the industry is turning? What indications do you have?
So I look at the West Coast. When you have so many cultivators and so many dispensaries where populations are not as large as what you see on some of the East Coast areas. For example, you see Washington that has 400 plus dispensaries and the population of Washington is not that of Illinois, right? And you see the prices going down just per gram, just as, for a common thread, you know, looking at per gram prices in Washington versus per gram prices in Illinois, Illinois has not had that supply shock yet. And what we're seeing here in Illinois is 180 new licenses being put out this year. Well, when you have 180 new supply opportunities, new dispensaries that are going to be opening the doors, the demand is not going to go up by double or more to be able to satisfy the supply that's going to increase. And so, you know, I guess it's not always a fond statement, but I feel that the plant itself is going to be more of a commodity as we move forward. There's still going to be the opportunities for the high-end craft grows, just like craft beer, but there's going to be a lot of the Bud Light type of stuff going on around cannabis. It's just that's kind of an industry cycle that I don't think that we can avoid.
And your mission is to try and bring American-made products to market and to really support that.
Correct. That's what we started as, and then we were holding that as our core. I am actually a glass blower by trade, so I've been involved in this industry since 2008 as a glass blower, and then a part of the legacy markets prior to that, of course. But I've been on the side of the accessories for a long time, and so what we do is we supply dispensaries with the American Made Glass, but what that also gives us the opportunity to do is give consistent work to American glass artists around the country. We have over 65 artists that work for us full-time making every pipe that we sell.
Oh, that is so awesome. So it really, you're really supporting art, and you're also supporting the world that we know. And when it comes to art and this industry, and we don't talk, we don't do segments on art. This is so cool.
Something that your listeners might enjoy. You know, when the industry became what it is today, the legalization occurred, there was a large amount of capital that could go after supporting grow operations, right? It was a very scalable model. You know, obviously we still have to work on quality when we scale, but the idea is that if you want to grow more, you just have a larger square footage. So capital went after the growing opportunities, and at that same time, glass blowers were forgotten. There was a time back in the day that if you knew a glass blower, you knew a grower. If you knew a grower, you knew a glass blower. It was yin and yang, two parts of the same coin. But when the capital came in, it went after the growers, and the glass blowers were forgotten. And that's where you saw a lot of the gas station glass that you see in so many dispensaries around the country. You might as well just go to the gas station to buy a pipe. It'll probably be cheaper compared to a lot of that stuff that's in a lot of these store locations currently. What we're trying to do is bring that quality glass back that really was the other half of this industry when this whole movement really began.
How badly did COVID affect your business?
It actually helped, quite frankly.
I'm glad to hear that. A lot of people have felt that way, yes.
You know, because we were deemed essential with the medical markets, it really allowed us the opportunity to continue to grow. And also what made me so happy about that whole time was that we were able to give consistent work to people that weren't able to find work elsewhere. And
right.
we had about 35 artists that were working for us at that time. And then our team that was in-house and our employees, we were able to employ about 45 to 50 people consistently throughout that whole time. Never had to lay off, never had to do anything. It was pretty special.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And I'm hoping that things will continue on that upward swing for you.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Chris, give us the best website how people can find out more about you and how you're supporting all of these artisans, because it's such a cool story.
Really appreciate it. CannaDevices.com. So it's CannaDevices.com. And then CannaDevices Instagram. You can find me on LinkedIn, Chris Piazza, CHRISPIAZZA. And I got a nice blue sport coat in the picture if you find me.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks so much for being with us and sharing your incredible story, because that's what this show is all about, is talking about the stories of all the individuals that make up the industry. We appreciate it. And we'll be back next time. This is Frankie Boyer for Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Smile. And maybe tomorrow you'll see that life is still worthwhile.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.